All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Gateway at Sand Hollow Public Infrastructure District. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Today is May 29th. It is 9:36 a.m. For our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Brent, you're the chair. Would you like to start?
Brent Moser, Chair.
Tim Tippett, board member.
David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there? Okay, perfect. All right, board, first up, we're going to have a public hearing to discuss amendments to the 2023 and the 2024 budget. So, what I need is a motion to open the public hearing.
So move. Second.
Thanks, Brent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, now we're in the public hearing to take any public comment relating to those. David, I'm going to let you share so we can talk about those budget amendments.
Okay. So in the 2023 budget, we have amendments in the debt service fund and the capital projects fund. So starting in the debt service fund, we've gone from the zero to the 25,331. It's the beginning fund balance. Property taxes increased from 24,000 to 214,727 with interest income of 1,092 for a total of 215, 18, 819. We have transfers from other funds, 4,000. And we have paying agent fees the same 4,000. We had to increase due to the transfers to other funds. This is the reason for the amendment that being higher than what we budgeted. So 55,724 from the 20,046, and then ending fund balance of $185,426 in the capital projects fund.
David, could I get you just to enlarge it a little bit?
Yes. Sorry. You want me to go
No,
back to the.
I just see Tim straining, and so am
No,
I.
I'm
So,
fine. I had to
okay.
move up a little bit.
No worries. I can go as large as we need to, and we can just scroll as we need. So if you want me to go back and look at that debt service again.
No, that's fine,
Okay.
David. No, we're good.
Okay. So in the capital projects fund, the amended. So this is the actual 31,076 and 118 as the beginning fund balance. Interest income came in at 908,485, so we increased that. We had to amend the budget because capital outlay came in higher than what we originally budgeted. So 14,827,112, and we had transfers of 42,383. So that gave us an ending fund balance of 17,115,108. So with that, let me just open it up. Any questions or anything you guys wanted to look at anymore there?
You guys good on that amendment for 23?
Okay.
Okay, move on to 24 then.
2024 budget. Starting in the whoops. Go all the way back up to the top. In the general fund, we had a beginning fund balances amended to 45,460, interest income 3,009, and we had transfers from other funds of 98,736. In the expenditures, we had 27,000 or updated accounting to 27,020. Auditing remained the same, 8,200. Insurance 4,400. Legal updated to 32,885. And we included that just as miscellaneous, just in case anything were to come in. But there was not a miscellaneous charge. That's just there, just in case something came back right at the end of the audit. So a total 77,505 is budgeted for expenditures and ending fund balance of 69,900. In the capital projects fund, Beginning balance was amended to 17,115,109. Revenues, interest income of $463,417, and developer advance of $6,274,274. And then it for expenditures, at banking fees $7,669. Capital outlay was increased to $16,312,038. And then we included a contingency 25 just in case anything were to pop up in the last part of the audit. We don't anticipate that, but just included it there just in case. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $7,483,892. And with that, let me open it up if there's any questions on this one.
No.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, David. I do not show any other members of the public that have joined that are here. We do have Matt Entz, our district counsel, with us. So, with that board, what I'll need then is a motion to close the public hearing.
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Thanks, Tim. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, now going back to the agenda, next up are the board meeting minutes from our February 20th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do you need me to put them up? They look accurate.
Review. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
Make a
good.
motion that we accept the minutes from the previous meeting.
Thanks, Brent.
Second.
Thanks, Tim. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. All right, next up is our first quarter financials. So, David, I'll let you walk through those for us.
Okay. Is that big enough, or should I go a little bit bigger?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So for Gateway Sand Hollow Public Infrastructure District number one, financials as of March 31st, 2025, starting in on the balance sheet and in the general fund. The checking account, we had $55,818. We had receivable from the county treasurer. Let's see. Oh, excuse me. Too many lines here. Due from other funds is $82,419, and we have accounts payable of $18,783. In the debt service fund, we have UMB interest fund $216,894, receivable from the county treasurer of $103,689. We have due two other funds of $82,419 and deferred property tax of $103,689. In the capital projects fund, we had in the unrestricted senior project fund, the series 2021, $77. In the city performance fund, series 2021, $3,979. And the escrow account for dedicated to Resort Drive, $819,937. And the Sand Hollow Road, $4,589. And the Bash Parkway, $164,087. And Gateway Boulevard, $603,734. And Jellystone Road, $724,236. And in the parks, $3,756,632. Moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, changes in fund balances. We had revenues of interest income, $696. Expenditures of counting $11,637.38, legal of $8,094, and banking fees of $20. Other financing sources, we had developer advance of $33,477, and that gives us an ending fund balance of $119,454. Moving on to the debt service fund. Revenues consisting of interest income, $1,157. And that gave us an ending fund balance of $134,476. And moving on to the capital projects fund, we had revenues of interest income, $63,217. And capital outlays expenditures of $1,494,839. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $6,077,270. And with that, let me open up to any questions or anything you'd like to look at a little more in depth.
So that includes the department fund? Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'll turn it back over to you, Michael.
Okay. So, Board, what I need then is a motion to accept the financials.
So moved.
Second. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Brent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. So, next up, you guys are familiar with this. The state auditor makes us adopt all of our budgets through resolution. So, this is just one that goes through. Says that we're approving the amendment to the 23 budget. Everything else stayed the same. Just we're approving the amendment. So if you guys are good with that. Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Make a motion that we approve that.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is unanimous. And here's the 2503 that is the 2024 budget amendment.
Same motion. Yeah.
Second.
Thanks, Brent. Thanks, Tim. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. Last thing on the agenda is we just need to talk through the budget or the audit for 22, just on the record. So the audit came back. There were two small findings. One was on going through financials like this, we weren't doing quarterlies. They wanted to be pretty specific about talking about expenditures and revenues. Matt and I talked, and we talked with the auditors, kind of pushed back a little bit. When the PID was organized and started, we had the engineer's certificate. And in that certificate was all of the different public infrastructure that was going to be put in. Well, you guys approved that already. And so once we go through and we're going to do requisitions, it's based on that engineer certificate. So you guys had already approved those. So now, because of you guys, going forward, they're not having that same finding with anything else. As long as we have these quarterly meetings, we're taken care of. The other small finding was apparently there were a couple of the meeting minutes after they got approved didn't get posted within the 3 days after the board meeting. So those were the only two small findings. Everything else, once they got back and forth with you guys on the budget changes that we needed to do and the reconciliations back and forth, everything came back good on the budget. So
that's all been corrected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's what led, David, you can expand, but I think that's what's led us to the 23 and the 24 amendments that we needed to do.
Good.
That and partially the reclass of the escrow from capital outlay. We had originally booked it to capital outlay, and then after we found out that was an escrow, they had us reclass that, and that was the biggest change, I think. That kind of waterfalled back into these next year. So
any other questions on the audit?
Nope, none here.
Okay, perfect.
Sounds good.
Okay, well, that's everything I have. Matt, you have any words of wisdom?
Yeah, I wanted to visit with the group for just a minute. And I apologize, guys. I should have assumed you were going to be in the office. I would have come over and saw you face to face. But I wanted to at least talk about, we had our call Tuesday afternoon, and Rob was on there with us, but you guys weren't able to make it, I guess. And so just wanted to give you an update about what we discussed and coordinate on the various things we have going. So the first thing was I followed up with Dayton on Tuesday, Brent.
Do we want to close this meeting first or the
It's up to you guys. I mean, this is all PID business, so it's
Okay.
yeah. So I followed up with Dayton on Tuesday, and Brent, just regarding our last meeting, remember he told us that he was trying to coordinate with their city engineers on the impact fees, so that they could adopt their new impact fees and do that in conjunction with the amendment to the governing document.
Yeah.
I haven't got a response back from him. I haven't heard anything, so I wondered if you had heard anything from those guys since we met with them.
No, since no, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't seen Dayton since you and I saw him last.
Okay. Yeah, I sent him an email Tuesday. I may just try to reach him by phone today and press him a little bit, but I don't know if we told everyone this, but when Brent and I met with them, they actually seemed like they were totally fine with the governing document amendment.
Yeah.
According to Dayton, it was really just a question of timing. They really wanted to get their impact fee update in front of the council before they approved the amendment to the governing documents, and so that's why we want to press him a little bit and see if we can move that process forward. So anyway, just wanted to know I had followed up with him, and we'll try to keep the pressure on him. So we do have a couple of annexations that we'll be working on putting together the documents so that they can be approved by the board the next time you meet. The one is the 12-acre parcel, which is those five parcels up on the north end of PID number one. We talked to Rob about this on Tuesday, and I guess that we need to get those incorporated now into PID number one's boundaries. Is that consistent with?
No, we don't want them.
No, they're not in PID one.
No,
Didn't
we
PID.
don't want.
No.
PID two.
PID
Oh,
two.
PID two. Okay.
Yeah, PID two. And then on the Cypress property, it'll either be PID two or PID three, one of the two. We're trying to go through the evaluations to see where that best fits.
When you say the Cypress property, which property is that? Just so that I understand.
So the 12-acre one that you're talking about isn't really the five. It skips a parcel. That
Okay.
one is in between two, one that's in PID one and one that's in PID two. So it'll be in PID two.
That's the hospital
That's
parcel.
the hospital.
Oh, okay. So
The five
I just had
contiguous
wrong.
parcels are the Cypress ones, and those most likely will be in PID three, I would assume.
Okay. So I just had my notes backwards here. So the 12 acres is the hospital property. That's going into PID two. I did know that.
Yeah, that's
So
correct.
the
And then the
Cypress
other one's most
property.
likely going to be in PID 3.
Okay.
They'll
Okay.
allow PID 3 some commercial revenue as well.
So we're going to go ahead and put together the annexation docs for both of those. So that they're pretty much ready to go. Rob said he was going to talk to the surveyor about preparing annexation plats.
Yeah, we'll see Carl this afternoon about that.
Okay. So that's on our to-do list. And then the other thing I wanted to mention that we talked about, and this goes back to some conversations we've had before about how do we facilitate increasing the property tax rate in PID number one. And so after some discussions with Michael and I have talked, Michael has had some conversations with the state tax commission I've been visiting with Aaron Wade about this as well, just to make sure that they're satisfied with the process. So the way this will work is PID number one will need to amend its bond indenture, because the bond indenture specifically says in it that the tax rate will be 2.75. So we're going to amend that bond indenture to increase that number, because it benefits the bondholders. They don't have to sign off on it, so it's just a board approval, which is nice. And then in conjunction with that, and this will probably happen this fall, probably October, November is when we'll do this. But in conjunction with that, we'll have to adopt a proposed 2026 budget that incorporates and accounts for the increased tax rate. We'll have a public hearing like we always do on budget approvals. And then once the board approves a resolution adopting that budget for 2026 that incorporates the increased property tax rate, then that will be submitted to the tax commission and the county. And that just needs, at the county's request, that just needs to be submitted to them prior to January 1st for us to be able to increase the rate in 2026. So that's the plan. That's a few months out. We're not prepared to work on 2026 budget anytime soon, but that will be the plan to make sure that we can implement that increased tax rate starting next year, just so that those tax rates in PID one can be brought up so that it's level with the other two PIDs. So that's what we have on our to-do list right now. I just wanted to report back to you. Anyway, any questions about any of that?
No,
Okay. I'll follow up with Dayton again. Brent, if you have any opportunities to
I will, yeah.
about over there, I know you will. So,
Yeah. Okay. No, sounds
hey.
good.
All right, you guys have anything else for us?
No, I'm good.
All right, last thing then, your favorite motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
All right.
Hey, good to see you guys.